Well, I met Bo Jackson back in 1987 or 88 when I was in Orlando, and he was with Memphis, was with the Kansas City AA team. And then I'm an Alabama man, he's an Auburn man, so I took everything out of his locker in Orlando and put Alabama stuff into the Auburn stuff. And yeah, so Clubhouse guys who did it, and of course they wouldn't tell. And the kids knew what it was. So when I got to Chicago about 10 years later, the security guards said, a guy named Bo Jackson was here. He says, yeah, I don't know him personally. I mean, I knew of him. And so I guess they told him what really happened, because I told the security guards the day before he came in what I did. And so he came in there, and I'm just sitting there shooting the bull with the security guards, and all of a sudden I feel a knife at my throat. And of course I didn't jump up because I might be killed. I looked, it was Bo Jackson, I knew his face and everything. I said, oh my gosh. He said, are you the guy that did all that stuff with me when I was in Orlando with the double team? I said, well, I can't tell a lie, I did. Thank you, Bo, but don't kill me. He said that. And so we talked a little bit. He stood around for a couple of days, and he came in the next day and said, you mind taking a picture with me and you together? I said, sure, Bo, I'd be happy to. And the kids who all knew Bo for 10 or 12 years said, okay, stay here, Bo, when you sit next to him. So he took a picture of me and Bubba together. So that's where I got the, I did ask him questions. I said, how come you didn't go to Alabama? You only live a couple blocks. Yeah, but Auburn gave me more money than Alabama would. I said, oh my God, I didn't know y'all paid. We don't pay our players, but I guess Auburn does. And that was a good situation.
Yeah.
Of course, he did have problems. One day, I guess earlier, one of my coaches said, can you get Bo Jackson's autograph? So I did. I said, Bo can sign this for one of my staff members. But I looked in, I said, I couldn't. It's Bo Jackson, but it don't sound like it. It don't look like Bo Jackson. It just kind of scribbled it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, we knew who it was. And I looked at the coaches. The scout said, are you sure that's Bo? I said, yeah, I know it's Bo. He did write it. And I said, you didn't do it. I said, no, he did it. And he signed it. I said, and he said, thank you. I said, thank you. But, every now and then, I see him on TV and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a great story about Bo.
Yeah, I like the Bo. He's, you know, we thought he was kind of a cocky guy, but he wasn't. He was a nice, you know, cup of coffee, you know, with him. It was very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about Johan Santana?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been knowing him ever since we got him the Room 5 or whatever they had from Houston organizations. And he came to us, and I met him for the first time, and we've been good. As long as he was with us, me and him was buddy buddies. Him and got him cheap silvers. And matter of fact, when I had my cancer, I thought it's not, and I thought it was Santana, because we're always messing around, you know, playing like we're fighting.
Yeah.
Grabs me. So for about 6 months, I just thought it was a hickey, you know. But then the doctor checked me out just after he did a biopsy, whatever, to look for cancer. He finally told me I had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept blaming you had Santana. Even when he came up, in my apartment, we talked for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, me and him and the doctor who did my operation. He says, I told the doctor, I said, there's the guy that made me have cancer. He grabbed me every day and kind of, we played around. I thought, oh, hickey, he might have the cancer. Don't be this kid. But I'm glad August the 4th is coming so I could see him again. You know, make his Minnesota Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a Hall of Fame player. Because he had two Cy Young winners, either 2002 or 2002 and 3. I know he's two things.
Yeah, I think he missed the year in between, but he should have won three straight.
Okay, yeah. He knew how to throw a curveball and fastball and go 9 inch. I think all the time he played, he never did get knocked out, you know. Yeah. But he, most of the time, 90% of he go 9 inch. That's when then they started cutting it down to 5 or 6 inch, something like that.
Yeah. He was a good pitcher. It's too bad that the Twins couldn't have kept him.
Well, the funny thing about it, we went to Milwaukee right after he went to Milwaukee. I'm not Milwaukee, he went to the Mets.
Yep.
He came over to me and says, Wayne, I wish I had a sign now because if I make one little mistake, the newspaper people is all over you, you know. You do this, do that. At least in Minnesota, if you make a mistake, which he barely does, he's like any other pitcher, but he said they didn't shoot me out. You know, they always just asked me, what was that pitch, or how come you threw this and that? But people in Minnesota really loved him, and I wish they'd have kept him in Minnesota's seat in the long run, but he just wanted an extra year, and we wouldn't give it to him. Or I wouldn't say we wouldn't, but they thought we could get somebody in place, you know. But they didn't when they traded for him. We didn't get him, I don't know who they got, but he didn't get to the big leagues, whoever that guy was.
Yeah, well, there was three or four players, you know, Mulvey in that group, but none of them amounted to anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I've been in the organization 60 years. By that time, I was a big leagues, kept helping out, so I knew who we got if they ever made it in the next 5 or 6 years, but I've never seen it. They might came up for a cup of coffee, but that was about it.
Yeah, yeah. What about any other players you want to talk about today?
Well, how about A.J. Pierzynski? So, me and him, we go back about 15, 20 years. And he played hard. The only time I've seen him miss any time was he had a broken hand or a broken finger about 5 or 6 years ago. He only missed two weeks instead of a month or two. But A.J. was, he always loved the press. Maybe that's why he's on TV, because every time, he didn't even have to get a hit, and that'd be, even when I was at the Dome, he had the locker right next to the door, and they always hang around him as soon as they come in. You couldn't get into that locker, because A.J. was always talking. Even though he talks a lot, some people don't like him. I like him. He's a good guy. Yeah, I talk to his mother a lot. And A.J., mm-hmm. like I say, we've always been buddies. Still to this day, you know, I still got to get a hold of him. A couple of times a month, I talk to him a little bit. And he's just a good old boy.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should try to get a hold of AJ and see.
Yeah, but I knew his number. I never worked for Fox, because one of the guys came in last week or 2 weeks ago and I said, oh, I thought, I know this national news. I said, I thought AJ would be here broadcasting. He says, let me take your picture and I'll send it to AJ. And during that time, I found out AJ's number. I had to call his mother and get it. I got it somewhere in my mind, but I'll get it written down. Next time I talk to you, I'll give you AJ's number.
That sounds pretty good. I'd like that.
Yeah. All right.
Anybody else?
Not right off the bat. Next time I talk to you, I will talk about the umpire and maybe a couple more ball players.
I like that. I'm going to go ahead.